The Biden administration sent Congress a budget crammed with billions and billions of dollars of transgenderism and so-called equity provisions that are nothing more than government-sponsored racism. The Republican Congress will end the woke war on women and children. We will stop illegal government discrimination. We will restore the sacred American principle of equality under the law. And we will, while we're at it, demand justice for the January 6th prisoners and full protection of their civil rights, like was received by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who murdered people throughout our country.
That was the president, former president of the United States, maybe the next president of the United States. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paulinos and Company. They get stuff from point A to point B. They're great people, thanks to the Nevada Trucking Association. Gentleman Jim Dallas, you've been tracking a story that I think is interesting. A lot of people wondering if what happens if the Senate becomes Republican. The House becomes Republican. What happens? Well, Mitch McConnell would end up being the Senate majority leader, and he's already making predictions about what happens if. What's going on there?
Yeah, on Fox News Sunday, Dana Perino asked the question to the minority leader, hopefully soon to be majority leader, Mitch McConnell. And, of course, inflation, gas, groceries, all of that is on the minds of American voters. But McConnell said in their agenda next year, if they're fortunate enough to be the majority, that crime, education, and beefing up the defense for our country, and those are the main issues that he wants to concentrate on. And I would imagine, Kevin, as a part of that we got to do something about the border, because they're not talking 18,000 people per day that will sneak into our country. Now they're talking as many as 30,000 people could be coming into our country every day. That just, to me, it seems almost impossible that more than 1,000 people could come across our border just willy-nilly and be a part of our society.
Well, and that's why I'm glad you brought that up. Because the former president talked about it, and in the clip we played, all I could think was Glenn Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia, and how this all played out in that election. There was parents, and that's exactly who Donald Trump was trying to appeal to parents who feel like they've been neglected and not listened to, that kind of thing.
And bottom line here is when Mitch was speaking with Dana Perino, he said, we're not going to have the presidency for two more years. We know that for a fact. So he says, hey, if I'm majority leader in the Senate, and Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House, they're going to make sure that Joe Biden is a moderate, because they will be in control of all the bills and everything that go across his desk.
More with the gentleman Jim Dallas coming up in just a few minutes. Also, don't forget, coming up at 2:05, we'll be joined by Dean Heller, former U.S. Senator. He wants to be the governor of the great state of Nevada. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30, as we check out our traffic cams here, there is a crash to look out for. Interstate 15 southbound at Hidden Valley Road. That's north of Las Vegas. The off-ramp is closed there at Hidden Valley Road on Interstate 15 southbound, so do keep that in mind. Do expect some major delays on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. As you know by now, only two lanes are available through that construction zone, and They're going to be there until the end of the year, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through. Also, some more road work taking place on Nellis Boulevard. That's both directions between Tropicana and Craig.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
And a shot. Pretty deep center field. That's going to go all the way to the wall. It's gone. A three-run shot by Cooper Hummel. It's 10-5.
The action on the Diamondbacks radio network, not enough. A 10-5 loss against the Padres on Sunday. San Diego used a big second inning en route to the win. They sent 10 hitters to the plate. The first seven reached base. Things were capped off with the Jerks and Profar grand slam. The D-backs dropped 3-4 in the season opening series. Their only win was opening night when Seth Beer clubbed a game-winning three-run homer in the ninth. The Suns wrapped up the regular season on Sunday. They're looking forward to the playoffs. Their opponent will be determined by the play-in round. They'll take on either the Timberwolves, the Clippers, the Spurs, or the Pelicans. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
At Tub of Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tub of Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 35,000 five-star reviews. Find Tub of Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've been talking about the former president's speech in Selma, North Carolina on Saturday night. It was really, it was classic Trump. And he attacked again and again and again the Biden border policy. Give a listen to Donald Trump's Saturday night in Selma, North Carolina. Here it is.
Many catastrophes Biden has unleashed. Perhaps none is more horrendous than his ruthless abolition of America's borders. Remember the border? We had the strongest border in the history of our country a year and a half ago. By the way, time is flying. You know, we used to say 4 years, then 3 years. Now, the other day, I heard him say 2.5 years. 2.5 years doesn't sound so bad. 4 years sounded like a long time. The problem is, Mark, are we going to have a country left? 2.5 years is still long. Because the destruction they've done in this short time is unthinkable. With last week's announcement that the Biden administration will rescind the crucial Title 42 protections that I put into place to quickly remove illegal aliens. That's to remove the illegal aliens and very, very quickly. And even the fake news knows that one was a good one. That's a lot of people back there. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, fake news. Welcome. Biden is willfully opening the floodgates to a tidal wave of illegal immigration, the likes of which the world has never seen before. No country has this ever happened to. He's deliberately inciting a mob of millions and millions of foreign nationals to illegally infiltrate America's borders, violate our laws, trample our sovereignty, and settle in our country. Frankly, it's an invasion. You can call it whatever you want, but this is an invasion, just like an army would invade another country. Our nations are emptying out their prisons and sending drug dealers, murderers, rapists, and savage MS-13 gang members to victimize American citizens. We will be paying a very big price for this calamity, mark my words, for a long period of time.
That was the president, former president in Selma, North Carolina, maybe the future president. We'll wait for that. That would be something special. Now, one of the really coolest things that I've heard of in the last year relative to our southern border is what Governor Greg Abbott is doing in the great state of Texas. And he was on Fox over the weekend outlining his plan to either bus or fly illegals into Washington, D.C., drop them right off at the Capitol steps and let the federal government figure out what to do from there. This is great stuff. This is Governor Greg Abbott over the weekend on Fox News Channel.
Well, let me explain how this whole process works. First, the big goal that we're seeking to achieve, and that is Joe Biden has refused to come to the border to see the chaos that he has created by his open border policies. So we're going to take the border to him by transporting the people that he is dropping off in these local communities in the state of Texas and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus. What's happening is there's an increased number of people coming across the border that the federal government, are processing and then letting loose. And what has been happening so far is those people will be getting on buses and going to San Antonio or Houston or other places like that. And so I think they just need longer bus rides. With regard to the voluntary component of it, understand this, and that is, Dana, if I were to go to Washington, D.C., and take you and put you on a bus and take you down to the Rio Grande Valley, that would be kidnapping. Same thing applies to anybody who refuses to get onto a bus. That would be kidnapping, even though it would be by a law enforcement agency. So there are laws that have to be followed in this process. That said, I can tell you this. Overnight, there were multiple communities in the Rio Grande Valley that have been in communication with their office asking us to provide buses for them, maybe even planes to provide for them for the movement of these migrants. Listen, these migrants, once they come across the border, it's not as if they want to stay down there in the Rio Grande Valley. As you have already reported previously, they're moving across the entire country. As they move across the entire country, what better place for them to go to than the steps of the United States Capitol? They get to see the wonderful Capitol, but also get closer to the people who are making these policies that are allowing people to come across the border illegally.
I love that. What a great idea. I also like the idea of sending them to Wilmington, Delaware, the home of the current president of the United States. I just think that's amazing. And I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if it's legal to take these people out of federal custody and put them under the auspices of the state of Texas, put them on an airplane and send them and drop them off at National Airport in our nation's capital. I don't know. Or to send them on a day-long bus ride that ends up on the steps of the Capitol. I think that's a great idea. I think that's fabulous. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, Hello, Battleborn, Nevada. In 1976, a group of American patriots came together to form Gun Owners of America to protect your Second Amendment rights. As we know, the radical left and the Biden administration have your gun rights in their crosshairs and will stop at nothing to achieve their gun control agenda. Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, the Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America. We are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are hosting a Meet the Candidates night at our office, so that you can get to know the people running for office here in Nevada and discuss their views on the Second Amendment. Please join us this Monday, August 11th at 5 p.m. to meet the candidates for the Nevada Assembly. We are located at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Chorus parking lot. If you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com. Gun Owners of America paid for this ad.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Wayne Alarute here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. Mastroianni's has been family-owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. Mastroianni's features live-action cooking, the freshest, finest-quality seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, and homemade desserts. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas. Mastroianni's is at South Hualapai Way, near DI. Call for reservations, 702-367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo!
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you were out... on a golf course here in Southern Nevada over the weekend, you might have thought it was the Masters, but it wasn't. It was our own Jim Dallas, who was out knocking the little white ball around. By the way, how'd you do?
Did all right. I hit the ball well. I'm not really at liberty to say how well I did.
Oh, yeah.
But I was connecting the ball, and you know, in golf, you have to hit down into the ball to make it go up. So you have to keep that in mind. And the trick is you don't hit behind the ball. You hit the ball cleanly. And the divot that you see is from the club as it touches the grass after you hit the ball, not before you hit the ball. That's a big thing that a lot of duffers have a problem with, Kevin, is they hit behind the ball. We call it hitting it fat. And that's when the turf itself goes about half as far as the ball does. And that's usually not a good hit. But
wow.
But I stayed away from that. I did. But yeah, I did okay.
So
I'm not going to brag. I'll put it down.
Well, okay. And you're also not going to tell us how well you did.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Masters? I loved it. I'm not a big golf fan. I don't watch a lot of golf on TV, but I do watch the British Open and the Masters. And I thought it was just really great. Tiger did well. Didn't finish well, but he survived the cut. And what a finish yesterday. What a finish yesterday it was for Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, these golfers, they're the best in the world. You take the best of the PGA Tour here in our country. You take the best from the European Tour. You throw them in the same talent pool, and you literally have the greatest golfers on planet Earth. And that's what we saw. And Rory McIlroy, he roared back from behind, but he still fell short. -8 is what his round was yesterday on the final day, and he ends up the tournament at -7. Mm. So if he would have had a little better front end of that four-day event, then he would be hoisting the trophy. And that he's won 3 of the 4 major tournaments, and the Masters is the only one that he hasn't mastered. So he came that close. He finished 2nd, but it reminds me of Jack Nicklaus, because Jack Nicklaus, he leads all golfers, even Tiger Woods, with 18, not Masters, but major titles.
Yeah.
And in doing so, he had 17 second-place finishes. So, yeah, so Rory McIlroy's right on that. And another one, Phil Mickelson was good at finishing 2nd as well. So you're there, but not quite.
A missed putt here, a shank there, and all of a sudden, you know, depending on how it goes, I mean, Jack Nicklaus could be, like, way out in front.
That's what makes golf so interesting, and I'm using a clean word there because a lot of people get frustrated. You can have the greatest round of your life, but one bad hole, just one hole, could ruin the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's how difficult it is.
I thought it was, you know, there are two tournaments, as I said, that I watch, and I watch the Masters because it's exactly what you said, the best golfers in the world, and they're on a pristine surface. The greens aren't burned out, and then the fairways are perfect. The first cut is not onerous. I mean, you can still play a ball, and I like watching that. I like the British Open because it's the exact opposite. It's the undulating fairways, the weather, the winds howling and the rains pouring, and they play right through it. And I'm like, now that's a challenge. You see them at the very best in the Masters, and you see them at the very worst at the British Open. And I like to see a combination of both.
And also, what you see at the British Open, Kevin, is you see the bunkers out in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah,
and I mean, you can hit a great shot middle of the fairway. Oh yeah, let's we have to watch that middle of the fairway bunker out there, and yet try to avoid the high grass, which is very difficult to hit out of as well. So you're right. I mean, that it takes precision shots, and it takes a bunch of them because it's 72 holes.
Yeah. More with Gentleman Jim Dallas, ace golfer, coming up in just a little bit. Hey, you know, with gas prices skyrocketing, your NV energy bills are going up. I think all of us have seen that. You can take advantage of this time right now to lock in your monthly energy bill forever. Yeah. And you'll save. All you have to do is call my friends at Inspire Solar Solutions. Thad Alger and all the folks really doing a great job. And here's the number, by the way, 702-518-9646. That's 702-518-9646. Call Inspire Solar Solutions. Find out how you can save on your energy bill 10 to 20% right now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NV4265 NMLS 64367.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If you have recently moved here from somewhere, welcome to Nevada. Most of us who are already here came here because we didn't like something about there. We came here precisely because it is not like there, wherever there is. And we actually like here just the way it is. If this describes you, again, you're welcome here. We are not racist, phobic, or anti-whatever you are. We simply like here just the way it is. But if you came here from there with the idea of making here more like there, you should never have left there to come here. And you are hereby most cordially invited to leave here and go back there. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids. QHALV.com, 369-1321. QHALV.com, 369-1321. QHALV.com. 369-1321.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always hate to end an hour on a downer note, but I got to bring this to you because it's important. Larry Summers is a former Secretary of the Treasury and was on with Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press. And his prediction, he says, we may be headed to a recession very, very soon. Listen to this.
A recession, is it inevitable or is there a way to avoid it?
Nothing is inevitable or certain in economics, Chuck. The painful fact